Walker curator Philippe Verne speaking about this example of one of Klein's anthropometries.
What you have in front of you is, on one hand, that is very traditional and something that is very groundbreaking. Very traditional because, for two reasons, because it's a figurative painting. It's the depiction of bodies on the canvas. Traditional also in the way that if you look at the history of, for example, religious painting, the Torino Shroud, which was the body print of Christ on a piece of fabric, could be seen as, the beginning of a figurative painting of representation of the body. So Yves Klein, when he does what he called anthropometry, which is asking nude female model to bathe in ultramarine blue pigment and then press her body on the canvas to represent, to make a body print, is absolutely aware of the way his work can be linked back to an history of religious culture, to reach through his work something which is absolutely universal. There is also something else to think about when you look at an anthropometry, that it's done in the 60s, late 50s, early 60s, and something that was very influential for Yves Klein is the body print which were photographed after Hiroshima. On the wall of Hiroshima, it was possible to see the negative of bodies because of the radiation. And that's also, whether or not he was really trying to make a parallel, that's something which was in the visual culture of the time. And this idea that the body print is there, so it's the affirmation of the body, but it's also the atomization of the body. The body has disappeared. And because of the color he was using, and for him, using blue was an attempt to use pure space,